Blog Talk Radio.
You say you wanna walk away. You ain't got nothing to say. I can lose you, yeah. Go on out the door now. You take care. No more tears to shed. What you expected me to beg? Well, I'm not, I'm done. So when you leave, you close the door behind you.
Cause I'm feeling kinda taller than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda stronger than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda better than you.
And I know just what to do.
I feel like doing my hair.
My hair.
Definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, America. Hey. How is everybody doing on this Monday on the recap show? Before I start with my dramatics, I want to actually say something about Gina Mizrahi. You know, her passing, basically. Her funeral and everything was today. And I want a lot of people to know, you know, sometimes if you don't make a funeral, some people might say, well, you know, you didn't care for this person because, you know, I didn't make a Laura funeral and I didn't make, you know, Gina funeral. And it's really two reasons that I don't want to go to funerals is because, one, I love to remember people how they were, one. And two, sometimes if it's really far, you know, that's a round trip ticket and that's $600 with hotel. If I don't stay with hotel, then I'd be with Kelly or whatever. But I'm just saying it's definitely money to get to places if they don't, you know, pass away in the city that you are in. But I just wanted to bring that up because as many situations that you hear, I hear other people say, oh, this one wasn't there, this one wasn't there. You never know why people don't want to go to funerals because there's so many things. It's a difference if you have to go, if it's like your mother or your sister. But when it comes to friends, sometimes you want to remember them. And I even know some of my family members that don't even go to their relatives' funerals because, you know, it's so personal and you don't want to see them in the predicament that they are and you want to have, you know, good memories with that. So I definitely want to bring up Gina. And Gina, I love you dearly, and I'll definitely be up there with you when my time has come, when it's my time to come. So I just want you to know I love you, and I'm sorry that I was not there, and I'm going to miss you until I get there, okay? So I just wanted to bring that up with Gina, Ms. Rahi, and I hope she had a successful and a wonderful funeral. And I hope all of her friends that could have made it was there in the building because I didn't really hear too much about it. But I know I will during the night because I know people's going to call in and say, you know, things of that. So I just wanted to say that first. Now, it's motherfucking recap. I had to get that the fuck out. So, you know, that is out now. We are back. Let's start with Tins or Chops. Lessons with the icon Andre Mizrahi and the legendary Kelly Mizrahi, as well as Jennifer E. V. Sue, the legend. How you doing? All right, y'all already know how it goes. Blog, www.blogtalkradio.com, Tinsel Flash, or you could call in at 347-215-6820. The topics is recap. You know how that goes. But let's talk about fucking yesterday with the awards first. What is going on with the awards? When something is live these days, they take off like it's a fool, bitch. Okay, they said my phone is low. I got to turn it up. Hold on. I don't know if y'all can hear me better, but I tried to turn it up. But anyway, baby, what was going on with the Video Music Awards yesterday? Let's start out with, I don't even know the white cunt name. She was winning an award. And wait, they just hit me with her name. Wait. Oh, no, they didn't hit me. But somebody hit me with this cunt name. Well, she was winning an award. And why Kanye West? That's her name? Taylor Swift? Well, anyway, Kanye West ran the fuck up there, snatched her mic, bitch, and said, no, Beyonce should have won this award because she got the best video. In the middle of her speech of thanking everybody, you had to see. I have rewinded the tape so many times gagging at this cunt, Miss Swift's face, bitch, because she was cringing in the name of Jerusalem, bitch. When I mean, I think I would have too, though. I would have gagged. I was gagging so fucking fierce, bitch, that I was really cringing that Kanye. They say Kanye is a fool because that was the second time that man went up there and tried it. Like, really fucking tried it. When it's live, the awards is everything, bitch, because you can't bloop shit. But they kicked her out. They kicked her and Amber Rose the fuck on out, Miss Thing. And if y'all don't know, Amber Rose is the pretty cunt with blonde hair. She was a Mizrahi. She used to be in the House of Quran. She walked down. She was a face girl. You know, her last house was Mizrahi before she made it up there with Kanye West. She's a fab cunt. And if you want to see pictures of her, just go on my MySpace when she was dating a dyke. I'm not even going to say which dyke she was dating, but whatever. But that's basically how that went. But, bitch, they kicked both of them out. That was a kiki to me, bitch. Because I had to rewind it like 5 times to really get the fuck in because I was gagging, bitch. Like, Kanye pays it. They say he was drinking earlier that night. I guess Kanye is the type, everything he feels, he just says and pays it. But, Kanye, you can fuck your career up like that. I think you should slow your pussy down before you be gagging and you not making any change from anybody out there. And you know you need money to run around to live. Everyone do. So, bitch. And you used to be a millionaire. You're going to have to save every dollar if you keep doing the shit that you're doing. because it's a fool. Even if you thought she deserved it, that's still wrong. You do not mess up nobody's minute, bitch, of fame, of their first ever award. Bitch, you tried that. I was cringing, but that is not the case of it. Let's move down the road. The last performance of the night. I bet you a lot of people don't know this unless y'all watch the news today or personal people in the industry might have called you. While Beyonce's husband was performing, bitch. If y'all look, if y'all have it on tape, look at the audience look on stage and someone jumps on stage and performing with him. Now, I thought she was really a part of this performance. Well, bitch, why Little Mama was not a part of the performance? After the performance was over, he read the shit out of MTV. Bitch, I'm getting it at MTV. He read the shit out of MTV saying they don't have no security guards and anybody can just do anything. Kanye did this, and now this lady is jumping up in the middle of my performance, and she was not even supposed to be on stage. I don't know where the fuck she came from, and this and that. And then he read the shit out of her. You know what? What is going on? Is it more like, okay, I can understand a little bit with Little Mama, because to me, if you take away the little bit of career that she do have, she have no career, period. If you take her off that one song that she did that everybody's supposed to know of, and I don't even know the name of it, if you take that song away from her and you take her off of, American Idol. What the fuck is she on? American Next Dance Crew. If you take her off of that, I didn't even know the lady existed until they put her up there, really. I'm not really being shady, but just truthful. I didn't know anything about this lady until they actually put her on there. But I said, okay, well, whoever she is, okay. Shane is fine. She, I don't know. Well, whatever. Very that, Jennifer. Well, anyway, I was gagging because he did not know anything about it at all. So think about it. They served Miss Swift, then he performs, and she jumps on the stage like she's a part of it. That's what I kept saying. I was like, oh, I didn't even know they was together. Like, I didn't even know they was friends like that. Bitch. They said Kanye apologized on J-Lo's show tonight to the girl he tried on the award show. Well, he had the fucking right to apologize, but I still wouldn't take that apology because I don't care. Don't get me wrong. Everyone have the right to make a mistake at times, but come on now. It's a difference of making a mistake in front of you and making a mistake on public TV against someone else because you... First of all, are you and Beyonce fucking, honey? What the fuck are you going to run up there and... That was too much for me, which I know I don't think they're fucking, but I was like, that was like really, really, really too the fuck much, okay? Like, wait. Yeah, Jay Leno, I'm sorry. On the Jay Leno show... He apologized, so, but still. I mean, I do agree. She definitely should have got an apology on TV, but that's because you did it on TV. But Kanye, if you're drinking, because I think you're a fab individual. I don't want you to take that away. I think you're sitting. But I think Miss Amber Rose bring more light to you. I love that, though. But I think you are a sitting butch queen. I don't think you're straight. I think you're a butch queen. I definitely think you're a butch queen. And I think he definitely brings a lot of light. She brings a lot of light to you. But you're a fab butch queen. Stop doing the shit you do because, bitch, you would cringe in the name of Hunk Hunk, bitch, when you are nothing and no one wants to see you again. And right now you are a fab star. Take what you can take. The fans love you. And stop the foolishness. Come on now. I wish when my day comes, if it comes, you would never have to worry about me disrespecting anyone because I'll be loved that I'm finally where I need to be. I'm not going to jeopardize anything for something stupid. That's a fool. Okay, Kanye started crying when Jay Leno asked him what was his motive about that, about what he was doing, I guess. But, bitch, I'm glad you told me about Jay Leno because I didn't even know nothing about that. But, yeah, he should have cried, too. Fuck that. He should have teared. He should have bumbled up. He should have... Yeah, I told you he was a butch queen. Yeah, he should have bumbled up. And there's nothing... I love him. I promise you, I think he's a fab butch queen. He's always in labels. He's sitting. The clothes he wears. I love everything about him, but that was a fucking fool. But I'm glad he apologized. I'm glad he cried. He showed some kind of sympathy to the audience and to his peers that he was completely wrong. I love all of that. So that was real BNG Khan about him. So, yeah, Kanye and somebody else wrote me something. Little Mama is late as hell. Yeah, I could agree with that. Do y'all be catching her outfits on American Next Dance Crew? They're a fool. They are really a fool. They are really Benji cunt, and they are really a fool. The hat pieces, she looked like she didn't build the hat in the back room or something and added pieces and brum cakes and bread and all. Her hat's just a fool. A real, real fool. But before I go into my next stuff, you know, I got, you know, my cast and shit is waiting because I am talking down because this whole weekend was tangy slush. But before I go to my cast, bitch, if y'all know me, I am a Michael Jackson freak, and I will be perched in the name of October 28th. That is one day before my birthday. His movie, that trailer movie, comes out in theaters everywhere around the world. So if you don't know, if you don't have a ticket, I feel sorry for you. Well, you need to see Michael Jackson October 28th. He's only going to be in the movies for 2 fucking weeks. You already know, I know. 2 fucking weeks. The trailer movie for everything that he was supposed to do, and I guess they're going to add other things or whatever, and it's playing all around the world for 2 weeks, starting, and the tickets go on sale September 27th, so that means I'm going to have to be up and waiting perched because I need me a ticket, because everybody, the first ticket sold out so goddamn fast, it was a fool. So if I don't get these tickets, I'm letting everybody in the world know I'm going to be looking for tickets, too. But if a fag is near a computer on the 27th of September, I will give you the money back if I don't get a ticket. Because if I don't get Michael Jackson tickets to that movie, I'm going to cry. It's only out for 2 weeks. It's a documentary, and it's not a regular movie. So I guess they're going to be fierce with it. And whoever got tickets for them 2 weeks is seeing it, and whoever don't. I didn't go to the fucking funeral. And if I don't see this, I'm going to run through a screen something and bite bricks or something. Because this is a fool. I need to be in someone's theater watching that. How you doing? Now, let's go, because I still got a lot more to say, but I'm going to go straight to New York to the legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
And now, put your hands together for the bass, the real.
To the real!
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Hey, what the fuck is going on? So how was your weekend?
Much. My weekend was great.
Did you go to the funeral?
Yes, I went to the funeral.
How was the funeral?
The funeral was definitely, it was definitely a good funeral. It was definitely baby. When I tell you, it had to be about, I think, 5 to 6 preachers there at the funeral. She had a choir. And it was good. It was a very good funeral. When I tell you, it was standing room only. When I'm talking about a bitch that the girls read and a bitch that the girls kikied at, bitch, when I tell you, bitch, in the name of legendary Gina Gospel Mizrahi, bitch, Gina has stamped her name in the ballroom scene in history, bitch. Because when I tell you, when you came outside that motherfucking church, from the girls that could not get inside the church.
How you doing?
It was packed inside.
How you doing?
They had
to put
chairs up and down the aisles for the girls to sit in the chairs.
I know that's
right. And then
right.
when you came outside, you know, me and my fat girlfriend, me and my fat girlfriends and my sisters went. Me and my fat girlfriend, Miss Jennifer, big cunt girlfriend, Miss Roxanne, you know, she's a fag hag, she knows Miss Gina, my daughter Imani, we went, so you know, we all fat bitches, so you know, we had to wobble out the church to get through crowd,
honey.
And it was packed untold outside of people that just couldn't get inside of the motherfucking church. The girls came out for Miss motherfucking Gina, honey. Miss Jennifer with her daughters, her tits pushed all over the place. I was just gagging and everything. It was like, it was really nice. It was only 2 things that I didn't like about the service.
What was that?
And it was that everything was her boy name. It was her boy name.
Yeah.
Well, 3 things I didn't like. Everything was her boy name. They peeled her out of drags.
Oh my God.
They cut her long nails off. and everything was her boy name, and this horrible cunt that sung a cappella. It's no shade. You know,
the cunt self is.
When I tell you that bitch sound like, when I tell you, if Miss Jahira's in the chat room, she knows what to say. That cunt looked like she can, she was singing like she can raise the motherfucking dead.
Oh my God, I know Jada is kiki a bitch.
But besides that, it was very nice. She had people came from all, they people came from all over the place, like different states she went to, different states she went to. They people came from there. It was people from all over. It was just, it was really a nice service. Miss Gina definitely was, it was everything. It was everything for her. Work, Miss Gina. Miss Gina definitely did have a fab send off, baby. Was definitely a nice wood coffin, her suit, flowers all over the place, cars packed all up and down the motherfucking street, bitch. The girls was definitely in the building from everybody, from Jhené to motherfucking Tony Milan. It was just so many girls, Jermaine, Johnny, Kiana. It was just so many girls. It was just like Ben from the club, the people from the globe. Everybody really came out. Jahira was there. Stone Cold was there. It was just so many girls definitely came out for Miss Gina. And they gave Miss Gina respect, and they gave her life, Miss Thing. And, baby, when I tell you, it was like one side of the church was to her family, the other side of the church was the queens, and Miss Jahira went up there and she spoke for her, and she said, you know, y'all know Greg, but we know Gina, bitch. When I tell you, it was like standing ovation, bitch. You would have thought Miss Gina got up there and she was doing a motherfucking number.
How you do?
So it was definitely nice, honey. But now on to the war. I love Gina, honey. And bitch, and when Miss Gina comes through, bitch, she comes the motherfuck through, bitch. But
how
now on to the motherfucking awards. How you doing? This name is Kanye was a fucking fool.
Yeah, he was a fool. But you know what? I gotta give praise when praise is due. Miss Janet have messed the tore down the building. Did you catch
Janet,
her motherfucking skirt, bitch?
Miss Janet definitely did tear down the building, definitely.
She gave, first of all, I love Miss Janet because I watched her career as definitely as y'all know I watched Michael's career. And if y'all can remember way back, she came out and she opened the MTV Music Awards, and a lot of people was actually in her, they was dancing and they had all her outfits on. If you look at what she did yesterday, everybody had on Michael Jackson outfits from different outfits that he wore. They was wearing around that was dancing in it too. I was like, go off, bitch. This bitch was, and then she did Scream. She never did Scream ever without him. Ever. She never did it. Period. This was the first time she ever did it. And when it came to his piece, she had a big screen with him dancing, and she was doing the same thing by him. I said, this bitch have destroyed the building. How you doing?
She definitely did fuck it up, honey. Miss Lady Gaga, her fashion statement.
I'm sorry. Let's go to Lady Gaga for 1 second. Okay. I heard Lady Gaga name, Kelly, for at least 3 months, and I never could put a face with this bitch because I'm not the type to watch videos, and when you finally...
Hold on, don't get me wrong.
Hold on, Andre. Go ahead.
I just looked at my screen because I wasn't looking at my computer screen. Switchboard said, Switchboard is mad at you. You could have said hi to Switchboard.
I'm so sorry, Switchboard. I'm just so excited from yesterday, and then I was mad. I had so many mixed feelings between me not making the funeral and then me hyper and me doing this and me doing that. I apologize, Switchboard. Do you accept my apology, Switchboard? Switchboard? Switchboard, answer me. Well, Switchboard is frightened. Well, let's go back to Lady Gaga. I swear, like 4 months ago, I heard about Lady Gaga, and everybody was like, oh, I love Lady Gaga, and I heard the music, but I never could put a face with her. So finally, I said, okay, this bitch is coming on. They're giving her 9 awards. You know she's nominated 9 times as well as Beyonce. I want to know who this bitch is eating it like this. First of all, she gets out of the car, and she remind me of a bitch. Don't get me wrong. I love her statements, but the bitch looked like her neck was broke. She couldn't move her fucking neck. Now, I did not understand, Kelly, and I am a trendy bitch when it comes to dressing. I goes out there, but I'm sorry. She looked like a fucking asshole to me. The neck was stuck. That was the first outfit. The second outfit, she looked like, wait, I believe, though, and I, don't get me wrong, I see her. I see her. I don't see her dressing, bitch. That was a fool. She looked like a chicken hatching eggs in the audience. I was like, what the fuck is she doing?
Hold on, before we go deep into the awards, Miss Tay, because you know celebrity gossip and stuff is Jenna Rufus' report. So, Switchboard, can you please bring Jenna? Please bring our co-host on Jennifer.
Yes, please bring that lady. Bitch,
I disagree. Hey, America. Hey, gay world. Hey.
Okay, what you disagree on? Her outfit?
Miss Lady Gaga was the best thing on that red carpet, Audrey. I am sorry.
Baby, but
that
I first...
answer is...
Miss Lady Gaga was the best thing
true.
On that red carpet. I am sorry.
I'm not... No, don't get me wrong. I love her, but I don't... Bitch, first of all, the bitch couldn't move her neck. What the shit
was
her head?
She
wasn't trying around to look.
Audrey, she wasn't trying to move her neck. She was trying to make a statement, and she...
Oh, she made just... Okay, what kind of statement was the one with the bitch bleeding on the stage and they hanging her up and she looked like dead weight from a string, bitch? Don't get me wrong. That was hot.
That is creativity.
Bitch, and you know I'm down for creativity, but I am sorry. I think that lady took it a little too far for me, bitch.
I love that.
It was very bizarre.
You too motherfucking bizarre for me. That bitch
bleeding.
You had to see the audience. The audience was gagging, Jennifer. The audience was gagging. You looking in the audience, people was like, ooh, like they was cringing. This
bitch is thought about Pink.
I think Pink was eating it too, but the first thing I said, truthfully, is this bitch's spare time is to sing while they swinging her from state to state, bitch. What the fuck? It ain't nothing else to do no more? They're just doing anything there. They're bleeding on stage. They're swinging.
If anybody in this world I thought would have lived for Gaga, I thought it would have been you.
Oh, bitch. And don't get me wrong. I live for her. And I love her edge. And I love her. She's gorgeous to me, too. Once you take all that shit off, I was looking at her. She's a pretty girl.
Yeah,
and she sings down. I love all of that. I just, for my first time seeing her, she gave me too much in one day, bitch. I was gagging.
Wait, did you see her? She changed into that red outfit when she got her award.
No, bitch, did you, the red one with
the
piece of blonde hair, wait, with the piece of blonde hair sticking to, bitch, that
living.
Bitch is mentally cuckoo gone, bitch.
I was living.
Well, we're not going to sit here, we're going to go on Miss Lady Gaga. We're going to go on the girls that upset, Miss Thing, bitch, because you know what, we was just in the car, we was just in the SUV coming back from the funeral, you know, and I was sitting here, I didn't know that little mama made motherfucking lip gloss.
I didn't know that was her song.
I didn't know that either.
Maybe that was her only song. Is that the song they're talking about? That was her only song.
That's
yeah.
Only
I
song.
Think that's what
I thought
somebody
she
said.
Did.
Somebody said that was her song. But baby, let me tell you something. That little fucking nigga had fucking. You know, I don't even like that fucking nigga.
I told you what they did, right? There. She went on stage and
nigga,
didn't even have
supposed to be.
I heard that little nigga should have been thrown out, bitch.
They probably threw her out too. But that was the end of the night too. That was the end of the night.
He should have been thrown out on his motherfucking ass.
My girlfriend said the way Jay-Z read her.
Radio City Music Hall, bitch, like motherfucking America's Next Best Dance Crew, should have kicked that nigga out for disrespecting my motherfucking daughter. That nigga needs to be shot, Miss Thing. That ugly little fucking butch queen of drags.
Kelly, it's going off.
It's going off.
But I can't stand that butch queen. Let me tell you something. It's no shame, Miss Thing. If I was to ever see that fucking little nigga someplace, Miss Thing, I would
you
smack
do to
the
him?
Shit out of him. I would smack the shit out of him, Miss Thing.
You gonna go to jail a day for him, bitch?
Miss Thing, she wouldn't be little mama. That bitch would be tiny mama. I would smack the shit out of that bitch.
I don't know where she came from, but I also thought Jennifer Lopez looked really nice. I thought, well, Pink and Shakira had the same dress on, but I think Shakira rocked it better, though.
Yeah, Pink, Jennifer Lopez dress was everything. I live for her dress.
Alicia Keys' dress was also.
They said she's known for that song, Chicken Noodle Soup.
No,
I thought that's the song I thought she sang. They said no,
yeah.
Some girl named Bianca sang that.
No, Baba does not sing Chicken Noodle Soup.
Well, I don't know. That's what somebody just hit me up and said she sings Chicken. Well, regardless, whatever she sings, it was one song. She's fucking horrible.
Yeah, she's
and she needs to not stop jumping on fucking stages when she's not permitted.
They need to kick that. They need to kick that little bitch off of that show, Miss Thing, on America's Next Best Dance Crew, like they kicked Vogue Evolution off, Miss Thing, because it was shade, Miss Thing. We never recapped that either, because it was just so much. It was just so much going on with the ball last weekend with the Ebony Ball. So we never got the recap Vogue Evolution getting kicked the fuck off. I mean, we need to recap that too, Miss Thing, because that was fucking shade too, bitch.
Early,
yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, and welcome, I'm going to say welcome home, Calvin Chanel from the House of Chanel, and you definitely do look wonderful. I seen you last Wednesday at the mini function.
Who is
yeah,
Calvin?
But he's the butch queen that walked best dressed. He just got home, and he's actually sitting in the building.
Baby, yes, honey. So we definitely going to recap Vogue Evolution getting kicked off, because it was inside shade with MTV and that little motherfucking nigga, Miss Day. Because I watched the show when I got back home, Miss Day. That little, they didn't even let that little nigga comment on they motherfucking on my girls getting kicked the fuck off, Miss Thing. Say with shade, Miss Thing, and the tea that I get, Miss Thing, was that a gay organization in LA, Miss Thing, started a petition, Miss Thing, against Little Mama and MTV. That's why the girls really got kicked off, Miss Thing. Because I went to the projects today, Miss Thing. I went to the projects today, honey, and all my straight people in the projects was telling me that your fag friends that was on TV, we liked them, we was voting for them. They got kicked off for everything. And this was in the projects, Audrey, the straight people in the polygraph.
Bitch, oh, they said this.
These are the straight boys in the projects is telling me this, bitch. So I know it was motherfucking shade. How the fuck you do it?
Little Mama saying, Shorty Get Loose with Chris Brown.
Yeah, they said, and then they said Little Mama and Chris Brown did a remake of the Scream video, too. But regardless, whatever she did, she's late, she's undesirable, no one loves her.
That motherfucking forehead is loose, bitch. Loose all over the place, bitch. That bitch got nothing but head, bitch. That bitch should be the head detective. Her name should be Little Mama, bitch. Her name should be the head detective, bitch. Honey.
Wait, that whole thing was, MTV did not have, because even when Beyonce was on red carpet, that man was just all in front of her, like, walking. She had to be like, excuse me, like, to check her.
But no, but that was her security guards. No, that was her security guards. He just didn't, well, he walked around and didn't know where the fuck he was walking. That was her security guards.
She was just like, excuse the fuck
out of me. Did you see her face, too? Like, excuse me? Like, what are you doing? Like,
I was gagging. I thought she was a part of the performance and shit, bitch. I thought she was about to say something, bitch. And that bitch came up big cross on her motherfucking arms, looking like a little motherfucking dude, bitch, with those brawling-ass little arms and that big-ass forehead, Miss Thing, and that Steve back, Miss Thing. Honey, I was gagging.
But this is what I don't understand about the world, though, bitch. How are you going to take someone's fame, bitch? How are you going to just jump on someone's stage? As many people as I see performing and be like, they don't belong up there. Mm-hmm. If I was there, I'm not going to jump on their stage and try to take their moment.
First of all, I was up there on MTV, and I was winning an award, and bitch, and it was for Music Video of the Year. Miss Kanye would have came and snatched my mic, bitch. She would have gagged, bitch, because I'd have snatched it back from her.
Had it been any piece of trade up there or any other
Kelly,
custom,
wait,
cunt,
let's stop, Jennifer.
Gag.
Kelly, who the fuck, and they right mind gonna snatch your mic.
Mistake, baby. He probably would have came over there and tried to snatch my mic, bitch, if I would have run Video of the Year, bitch, and said Beyonce, bitch. He would have gagged, bitch, because I'd have snatched it right back from him, bitch, and he would have been down there with those motherfucking people that was down in the motherfucking front, bitch, because that's where I would have threw his ass. It would have been live on the motherfucking TV.
She was supposed to snatch that mic right back
from him, bitch. And she
Why didn't
to
he get
on.
Jiggy like that when 50 Cent was reading him?
Mistake, because he's a punk pussy ass motherfucking bitch. That's why. Baby, Kanye's motherfucking soft as motherfucking butter, honey. Please, bitch, she that kind with her.
He's
the
butch queen,
honey. I know she loves sucking. She loves sucking cock, Miss Thing. She sucked more cock than a little bit, honey. But what the fuck? How you do?
How you do?
How about Miss Amber Rose was sitting though?
Who?
Yes,
Miss Amber Rose
was
sitting.
Miss Amber Rose,
I think the bitch go get a suntan and say, you know what, I'm going. First of all, like I said, anytime that bitch is with him, you can't take nothing from Kanye West because to me he's a fat butch queen.
Yeah,
but she gives him a glow, bitch.
She
gives him everything he needs. He ain't a dumb faggot. He definitely know that this bitch is eating it so fiercely.
Mm-hmm.
All the cameras is going to hit me because she's sitting here like this,
uh-huh,
too. So that's an extra hit.
But, child, you know, it was a long weekend, honey. What did you do all weekend, Andre?
What did I do all weekend? Let me tell you, we went to MJQ, that's a straight club, is like 80% straight, 20% butch queen, and this we went there Friday, and the they be like dancing down against each other and shit like that. They be dancing down against each other, and we went in the room and they was playing 45s, Kelly, bitch, in the back room, bitch. First of all, you know if they even got 45, they got to be something old from 1963 and all of that. Just the back room, but then they got another room that's up to date where they be playing like club music and hip hop and all kind of stuff. So we went in the back room and we took off for a minute, like just being funny, acting stupid. And then after that, we went back in the other room and shut that room down too before we left. So basically, it's just a club that everybody, all the boys go to and hip hop dance and then club dance out against each other. So we said, yeah, we're going to go there and Vogue down. And that's what we did. We went there and Vogued phenomenally down. Me, Two-Way, my friend Cortez, and Patrick, all four of us. And Gail.
Gail went too?
Yeah, why you gagging? Oh. Gail went, but when Gail went, she paid it. She was, like, on the side. I guess she didn't get life, and she was sitting there. Then we lost the bitch, and then at the end, she was by the car waiting for us. But she was in the building, too. So that's what we did Friday. Saturday, we went, that was Saturday. Friday we went to the 708. Saturday we went there, and then we went to Tracks, and that was basically it. Today, Sunday I didn't do too much. I stayed in the house, and then Monday I stayed in the house too. So these are like my rest days sometimes.
And you know, I was just gagging. I found out Saturday night about that they had a memorial service for Alora here in the Bronx, and I didn't know anything about it.
They didn't call nobody. It was shade.
Nobody didn't put no information out on anything. And me and my girlfriend, Ms. Jennifer, was out driving around Saturday before I went and got my weave done, and nobody told us about the memorial service for Alora because we would have popped through. I was right next door.
It was shade. They didn't call.
And
the girl, it was shade.
When was it? Today? When was it?
No, it was Saturday.
And we didn't know anything about it because I would have went through. I heard it was really cute and everything, and I would have went through and everything. That's
the same way they came on and talked about her passing. They could have came on and said there was a memorial.
How you do?
So I figured they didn't want to see us, so hey, two peas in a bucket, motherfucker. Anyway.
How you do?
Donald Trump himself is calling a boycott of Kanye West, calling his antics last night disgusting. Trump tells TMZ he wants to boycott all things Kanye so this kind of thing doesn't happen again.
Well, they need to boycott everything Little Mama's doing, bitch. How the fuck you do it? Bitch, please, honey. Oh, somebody said it was on Walk For Me. I don't be on Walk For Me like that. But I definitely got to give a shout-out to my Benji girlfriend that just hit me up, and she said that she listens to the show faithfully all the time, and her and her husband listen to the show, and he listens, and he just loved for me to read the girls, honey. So don't worry. Before the end of the night, I mean, I'll read somebody again, honey. But I just got to give them a big shout-out, honey. But my weekend was definitely BanjiCon, honey. I just relaxed and chilled. Went food shopping on Sunday, honey. And I cooked down yesterday, Andre. You should have been here, honey.
So you did?
Yes, I cooked in the name. Jennifer just had
yes,
some.
Yes, she
did. From the funeral. I made oxtails and macaroni and cheese and red rice and motherfucker.
How you doing?
You know what? One of my friends... Wait, you're right. Since y'all asked me what happened, I forgot about the crackheads. Wow. My friend Cortez, mind you, he's actually listening for the first time. He's actually online listening. This is the first time ever listening to this radio show. But anyway, when we went out to the club, we get out the car, and we could park inside, like, Kroger parking lot because there's a big parking lot right across the street from the straight club. So we parked over there. So while we're walking through, it's three different crackheads, honey. One crackhead, Kelly, is over there with her girlfriends. It's a cunt. She's going off. She's going crazy. And we just hear her first. We're like, she is really going off. So then we have another crackhead that's walking through, and he's just yelling, like, what the fuck is going on? And da da da. So I'm looking at him like, well, what the fuck is going on? Then the skateboard crackhead comes. Bitch, he's on the skateboard, and he skates to us. And while he gets into it with Gail, bitch.
Oh!
When I mean he, like, really took off on Gail, like, I'll fuck you up, and you better turn your head around, and da-da-da. So we really, like, kiki a bitch. And Cortez was like, child, don't let me have to throw this man across the street or throw him in the bushes or some shit. The man is, like, really going off. So Gail turned around because he asked Gail for a cigarette. And Gail was like, no. You know, Gail is fierce, honey. She was like, no, or something. And the man took off, bitch. Like, really took off. So then, mind you, after he finally took off for half an hour, Gail turned around. He was pointing. Yeah, fuck you, mind you. He pointed in the back of her head. But Gail paid him no mind, I guess. Gail was, well, she already knew we was around because, you know, he would have hit her one time. That would have been a funny fight. I don't know if I don't think I would have wanted to see that for a second, though. You know how you're going to have to break something up, but you want to see, like, the first four hits, bitch.
Right.
It was very that funny because this man was a real crackhead on the skateboard, and then Gail, you already know she owns the dirt, and she feel like she's 12, bitch. So that would have been really, like, a funny fight. But, yeah, y'all needed to see that because that was a kiki. Then the cops came, and then she ran, the crackhead. So that was basically the crackhead story. But it was really, that's before we went to the club. And then we went to the club, and it was Benji Khan.
I'm not that high.
The crackheads. The crackheads. So, Jenna, what did you do?
What did I do this weekend? Kelly, what did I do? I stayed home, watched TV, cleaned up, and basically that was it. I don't really do much unless I have to go somewhere or whatever. Ain't shit happening in New York. I'll be over it.
New York City?
Yeah, it's horrible.
New York City is horrible right about now?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God, I knew it was something else. Thank you for reminding me. The first part of Oprah today, how did y'all like it? Oh, my God, with Whitney fucking Houston. Whitney, I don't give a fuck what anybody say. Whitney was always, you know, there's always five people in my life that's major stars, and Whitney is definitely one of them. But Whitney is everything to me. She paid it. She breathed, and she answered it. It wasn't like she was biting a bullet. It wasn't like she was hiding anything. She wanted you to know, yes, I did coke. It was like a roulie. I rolled it up. I put it in the cigarette. I did it like, she was like, Oprah, come with me now. Like, get into this. I was gagging at Whitney. Whitney was really eating it, bitch. And part two is tomorrow. So if you did not see part one, part two is
tomorrow.
And Wednesday, she's doing a whole story on Michael Jackson. So if y'all don't...
Yeah, that's the reason
so
we did that before.
Yeah, so truthfully, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Oprah is definitely Banji Cunt this weekend. I mean, this week. So definitely, if you did not catch yesterday, catch today. And if you really want to catch it, I got it on tape anyway. I tapes everything. And get with me, I'll give you a copy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Whitney Houston was taking... I love her. And then she ate it. She got right that bit... I gagged when she said her motherfucking husband spit on her, bitch.
Oh, yeah, she said he spit. She said he would never hit her. She said, you know, I'm from Newark. I'd fight him back.
She said, I have brothers, too. Yeah, we'll all get them. Yeah, mentally, he served me, but physically, he never touched me. He slapped me once, but I beat him three times after he slapped me, so he never did that again. But she said, yeah, he spit on me, and I was devastated. I didn't know what to look. I didn't know where to go. I was just devastated. Bitch, I was devastated when I heard it.
Because
I can't never picture
somebody is the highest form of disrespect.
Oh, my God. Yes, you're right. You're right. And you know what? To not lie, I got spit on twice in my whole life. You're right. And both of them was by lovers, bitch. I promise you. It was a girl that spit on me when I was in the age of 16, and then I was a faggot, and I was going with a lover, and they spit on me. And that's the lowest thing to ever do to a human being. Because if you don't break up then, it will be always in the back of your head, this bitch don't give a fuck about you, he spit on you, she spit on you.
On me. It's
on me. I'm spitting back, and then I'm still fighting. Win or lose, we're going to rumble, bitch.
Don't spit on me. I feel disgusted. We are breaking up because that is the highest form of disrespect.
Yep. I'd rather you kick me 9 times, bitch, than you spit on me. How you doing? Yep. And then she said, I loved her on Oprah today in the name of Whitney Houston, bitch. That bitch said, yeah, he was jealous. I said, go off, bitch. What I loved about her is she paid it. She did not. You know how, and I loved the whole part of, she told Oprah, all bars open, ask me whatever. You know, I love that because if you are, and that's just how I am. If you're going to have an interview, all bars is open. Why suddenly I'm going to keep this away or keep that away? No, bitch, don't have an interview or have one. And she had one, and she paid it. Yes, I was on coke. I didn't do it raw, but I put it in weed, and I smoked it every day. It got worse after the bodyguard. I said, I'm going to fuck her up. She said, it was all right before, but after that, it was every day after the bodyguard. She said, every day. Somebody asked me, was I, wait.
Oh, wait, we forgot to mention that Patrick Swayze also passed away today.
Oh, yeah, he damn sure did. Yeah, Patrick Swayze, and he was definitely a talented. Mm-hmm. He passed away from some kind of cancer, am I correct?
Yeah.
And he was definitely a talented individual. Someone asked me, was I always attracted to men, or did I get turned out? Let me know. I was always attracted to men, but I never came out of the closet until I was 19 after my son was born. So I was fucking cunt from 13 to 19, then I became gay, and I never turned back, ever.
Hello. If you have a Coco, if you have a Coco Dome account, honey, the children are live on Coco Dome right now and having a session. So for all you girls to have a Coco Dome account, honey, the children are live giving you
that
a show right now.
That is many
Coco Dome.
You know what? Talk about Coco Domes for some 1 second. I mean, I understand. I love popularity, and y'all know I am one for spotlight forever until the day I got to go. But it's just certain things I'm just not going to do. I'm not going to fuck for $500 and the whole world can see me. What the fuck, bitch?
Mm-mm.
That's a foolish. That's a real fucking fool. They said, I can give you all the beat on Coco Dome. I got a password. Wow.
What's
so give
password?
Me the password and I'll give it to
yeah.
everybody that wants
Yo,
to see this movie
not,
for
it's
free.
It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
Now let them see this. Let them get their motherfucking life.
No, it's not for everybody.
Watch. See, Kelly, that's really fierce. You want to be fierce. Give me the Coco or give me the password, son, and we're going to let them.
If you give out that password, baby, I'm going to serve you.
And I'm going to serve Kelly, so give me the password.
You can give it to Andre, but Andre is not to give out to everybody.
Andre,
why, bitch?
She must have it. You have an account, Kelly?
What?
You have an account?
Kelly is really.
I have an administrative user account.
Kelly, let them ladies get their motherfucking life.
Miss A. The girls at the chat room said they is loving porn, Miss A.
Go off.
They is loving it, honey.
Love it.
Well, I don't want the password because I don't really watch that shit. So I was just getting the password for everybody. But if you can't give it out to anybody, then pay.
He's getting yacked down right now, honey.
You see, and I never was a movie freak. I'd rather do it myself or don't watch it. I cannot sit here. I know somebody that got every movie in the world. Like, you see how many DVDs I have in my house? I have, like, over 500 to 1,000, like, DVDs. I know one person that got that many nasty movies, like 500.
And I'm telling you right now, I know one, too, and she has about seven. She's almost up to about 4,000 porn.
Yeah, that's like, what the fuck? Like, bitch.
Seriously.
That's a lot. Like, bitch, that means they are a freak of nature, bitch.
She just loves to watch them. She just loves to rent them, watch them, tape them, and just take them back and just have him on her collection. I ain't going to say who it is, but they...
I love you, Susan, but you are not going to call Whitney a crackhead anymore. She's not a crackhead anymore. She is recovering. She's a recovered...
My cunt girlfriend is over here with me, right? Let me tell you...
You are not going to call her crackhead, Susan.
You listen to me. My cunt girlfriend is over here right here. My cunt girlfriend is over here right now, right? And so, you know, she never sees two boys have sex before. So she's watching the Coco Dome, Mister, and she is sitting here
gagging
how this boy is ramming this child out. She gagging, her hand is on her forehead, Andre, and everything.
Wow.
And she is sitting here gagging right now, Andre.
Wow. Somebody just texted me and said, they asked me, would I attend a ball that was thrown by straight investors and the judges were one icon presenting each house? I wouldn't have no problem with I'm in the community, period, so I wouldn't have a problem with judging any kind of ball. I love straight balls, gay balls, whatever. That sounds nasty, straight balls, gay balls.
Gay balls.
I love straight balls, gay balls, any kind of fashion show, so my answer is yes. I have no problem if I'm a judge for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, baby. How you, Laura?
How you doing?
But let's see what Samar calling.
Ooh, yes.
What happened, Jenny?
Nothing. I just got that PW. Thanks.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. They said, Kelly, why aren't y'all talking about the Marshalls locking the girls outside Bulldogs and the Piedmont Park? Bitch, I didn't know about that.
Well, that's Andre
that
territory,
hey. That's in Atlanta, Georgia. I did not know they was locking the girls in Bulldogs and in Piedmont Park. For what reason?
Listen, well, who got locked up Eat My Park? That team didn't come to me, honey.
It didn't come to me either. This is something new to me. When did they get locked and how? Was it on a Sunday in a park? What was going on?
Who, what, when, why?
Okay, here's another one. Andre, do you know your picture is on BGC an advertisement for the Dallas Ball on Pride? Yes, I do know that.
Oh, okay.
And they definitely, it's a big, big flyer, and we're definitely doing Dallas Pride. Me, Jack, and Selvin, they both is commentating, and I'm the host for the ball. So, yes, we are definitely taking Pride in Storm. That's the first week of October. And, yes, I'm going to squeeze my daughter in there to perform.
Yes, that's my
birthday. Somebody just said Little Mama's having a ball.
Fuck Little Mama. We don't want to hear anything Little Mama.
No, but they asked me would I go. I would go, Miss Thing, just to spit in that bitch face.
You are stupid. I would go to her ball, too. I love everybody's ball because it's a kiki to me to see straight people give balls. It's a kiki to me with some of the fags that give balls, too. But balls is balls. You got to learn it, love it.
Listen,
but
I want to know who got locked in Piedmont Park.
Listen,
I didn't get that.
I just asked who.
Yeah, who got locked in Piedmont Park? Please text me if you know the names, and if or even the club, because they said they got locked in Bulldogs and in Piedmont Park. So I guess it was two different events.
Oh, Miss Thing, honey. Oh.
You got to go. Is it any girls that I know?
Okay, honey. Baby, so the girls got locked in the park, Miss Thing. What the fuck?
Yep. And I want to give a shout-out to my North Carolina and South Carolina house of Mizrahi, Tyrell Mizrahi, and the whole house and Lily and everybody else.
And I want to give a shout-out to my house members in Chicago, Ray Ray, Q, Courtney, Spider.
Ooh,
the
girl
that was at Andre's house.
Ah, yeah. You got to go, ooh, Spider.
Wow.
You got to go.
Hold up.
We had a key to
come
at the house.
And
Gail.
You know, but you know, wait, listen, because, you know, I was just gagging, honey, you know, and, you know, I really don't care anymore, but the girls were sick. I was just having a talk with my godson yesterday about, you know, I have not been up on Walk Me Wednesday in a fucking long time underneath the topic. What the fuck? Why the fuck I turn around and I go up there today to check to get the address for Gina's funeral to send to somebody, and why do they have a topic about me, Miss Day? I'm just gagging, Miss Day. The girls just love me, Miss Day.
I was going to say, Kelly, that's what you should be happy about, because
yeah,
when you stop talking about
you,
girl.
But I'm happy they have the topic about me, bitch. But I'm going to serve a bitch.
Hold on.
I'm going to serve a bitch. Now, I already served the bitch for the video already. But the bitch that picked up the comment, bitch, it's only a hand feud. You got to catch this, Andre. It's only a hand feud. The picture that they have that they put underneath the topic, it's only a couple of people that can have this picture that's released out. And this is a picture when I was hiding out before I came out as mother. Mm. And the only person that could have that picture that was where I was at was a Mizrahi. So when I find out, I'm going to serve them.
Okay,
I'm
now
just going to let them know.
They just sent me a piece of why people got locked up in Piedmont Park.
Catch this shit.
There was two weddings going on in the park, and the Marshalls were at the park during Pride, and three girls got locked, and the whole crowd took off. It was a stampede of queens running dear life, and that's all they put.
Oh, no.
Way. I can imagine because, you know, like, I know in Atlanta, like, 50% of the young queens is running around here with little warrants. Not nothing thick, something real light because they do a lot of stupid shit and they need to stop. But I could just imagine how many queens running in the park trying to get away from the cops.
It was a stampede of queens.
They said it was a stampede of queens running for their life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, honey.
Now, that was funny.
The girls in the chat room definitely do agree with me, honey. Agree with me about my picture. It was an inside job, honey. Because where I was hiding out at before I became mother, only Mizrahi's had access to that area. So when I find out what bitch it was. It's all right, no mistake. I was sitting in the picture, mistake. The picture's not photoshopped or anything, mistake. I was actually sitting, mistake. They could have at least, you know, used one when I took my the pins out my hair and shit, bitch. But you know, it's all right, because I'm here. So let's take some callers, see what's going on in the girls' mind. It's Monday Night Madness in the weekend. Yes.
Yes.
Hold on.
Somebody's texting her or something. And Cortez, I hope you didn't push one, because if you push one, when we come past your number, they're going to ask you a question, and I know you don't have anything to say, so if you didn't push one, you're fine. But if you push one, we're going to come past your number. I'm letting you know.
Who's Cortez?
Cortez is, he's a Mizrahi from here. He works American Runway. He's been in the house for maybe 2 or 3 years, but he has a job and a career with dancing in different spots, so he don't come out too often,
okay.
You know, for the gay people to know a lot. He's actually known, but he's not known by a lot of bald kids, put it that way.
Somebody's eating butt in Coco Dorm.
Coco Dorm is a fool. I do not understand. I don't know. Ginger, could you ever be a hooker? Could you ever get paid for it? I mean, don't get me wrong, because I think if we all had to do it, we were going to do something. But I think if I had to do it, I would do it, make money to survive to do something else. I'm not going to sit here and just run my asshole or run my dick into a wall, bitch, and you have no walls left. Or, you know, that's just a fool of me. I mean, it's to each his own. You know, I'm not going to, I can't judge you, but I'm going to give you my opinion on it. I think it's a fucking fool for someone to, first of all, to sell your ass or sell your dick, and then after that you ain't doing nothing but getting high, that's worse.
Oh, yeah, that's
like, come the fuck on now. If you're doing it because you have nowhere to live and you have to do that at that time, I could respect you, but at least do it until you could get a job and then stop and never go back. Yeah. Wait a minute. I don't want to say your name,
okay,
but do you want me to say this? The one that says spider is sexy? Ain't you dating someone? Ain't you talking?
Oh, don't say that. Don't put that out. Leave that.
Hold on 1 minute. I have something to say. I spoke with my sister Jasmine, and she's already saying that houses are requesting tables by the dozen. All you schoolboys better get your tables really quickly. Because, where am I at? Because this thing is small. Because the schoolboys that's not walking, people that's not walking are requesting tables. This ball is going to be the shit. All I got to say is everyone please get ready, get there early, because this ball is definitely going to be the shit, honey.
You got
to
go, how you doing?
For all you girls out there, honey, you need to take and get up with my sister, honey, because the girls are requesting tables by fives and sixes and all types of things. So for all you schoolboys that's out there that your house have not got a table or put a deposit down with my sister for a table, y'all need to get up with my sister, honey. Get a green dot before you call her, Miss Thing, or ready for your tables. The tables are $200, and the tables are going fast. The girls are definitely requesting tables by the dozen. So, bitches, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Y'all better hurry up, Mr., because table space is going to definitely be motherfucking limited, bitch. It's first come, first serve. And $500 open to all European Runway, $500 Twisters versus Sisters, $500 Butch Queen Face, $500 Femme Queen versus Big Girls Face, $500 Team Realness. Those are your mini grants. All the rest of the categories, all the rest of the other 20-something categories are all cash categories already. I don't need to announce the grand prizes. Y'all already know what they are.
Okay, now let's go to part two. Remember, they said about the park. Now that we're going to the Bulldogs incident, why the girls got locked. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, because I hear a lot of clicking. What is that clicking? Okay, somebody is hitting me up. They have nerve to be, bamming me. Like, I'm, like, that wasn't even Switchboard that gave me drama. That was someone else. Like, hello? Like, I'm on work now. You can't make me say what you want me to say. Okay. It says, the Marshews was at Bulldogs in plain clothing, walking around. They were there for 2 hours, and when the girls was leaving, they pulled out their cuffs and locked two queens. One of the girls bust out in tears, was screaming, "It wasn't my fucking credit card!" And the girls was kicking it backwards, so that's all they told me.
Well, what queen was that?
I don't know. These girls are stupid, bitch. It wasn't my credit card. Well, why was you using it? You gotta go, but why were you using it?
Well, on other notes about jail mistake, they say Miss Bones Malone has 16 counts and $1,000 for each count towards her bail. What the fuck?
Wait, who?
Bones Malone.
He got what?
16 felony counts of whatever.
I love Bones. Bone, and you know what?
$1,000 for each count.
Bones is one of them people that I'm going to find out his information, and I'm going to go see Bones, because I don't care what anybody say, Bones is, and I learned Bones from when I was down here. Regardless, to me, I feel that all butch queens are with wrong people. All butch queens, things happen with different crowds or whatever, and I've learned Bones for a person that he is, and I really love Bones as a person, and Bones is one that I would definitely go visit, and I'm going to make sure I visit Bones, because I feel that he's just, He's learning in life, and that was just a few mistakes he done, and he definitely needs someone on his side, and I'm definitely will be one of them that will be looking for Bones, and I know his name, so I'm going to go visit him.
Well, if you're definitely on the phone, Jennifer had got cut off. That was that clicking. Jennifer's not on the phone line, switchboard. That was the clicking. Jennifer's phone. You know, we got this Comcast up here, Miss Thing, and she does shows, Miss Thing. She reboots your motherfucking cable and your house phone whenever she wants to, honey. Bitch. Switchboard, Jenny's not on the phone. So can we get Jenny back on the line? And if you're definitely on the phone line, it's Monday Night Madness. It's the recap, honey. Let's get the shit popping, honey. Press 1. Come up here and tell us what you did this weekend. Recap, honey. Tell us why you motherfucking, tell us what's going on in your mind, honey, bitch. We want to hear what you girls think about Vogue Evolution getting kicked off, what you did this weekend, how did you enjoy, what did you suck in?
Talk about Whitney Houston, talk about Michael Jackson, the movie that's coming up, all of that. Whatever's on your mind, when you call in, please talk about it.
Yes. Talk about how the people serve me and I'm not getting my shit. Oh, shit.
Okay, wait a minute. This is a Kiki. Somebody just hit me up, and I love to just, when you hit me up, I love to say stuff like this. Is it true that Barbie Mizrahi left the house because y'all did not help her with the $7,000 ball? Barbie, one, don't need no one's help. Trust me, that lady don't. One. Two, she didn't leave no one's house, but, you know, this is what the girls say or whatever. If Barbie was going to leave a house, it wouldn't be for that, because Barbie was always one that always have money and always can help herself. And if she definitely needed my help, I would help her. If Jack would help her, Kelly would help her, and anybody else. So Barbie just did not want to walk the category.
How you doing?
Because if Barbie wants to walk a ball, bitch, she comes through. Oh, child, yes, I forgot about this team, Miss Day. Well, what the fuck, Miss Day? How did the girls motherfucking go? How did the children travel from all over, Miss Thing, honey? The children in Philly and the children from New York, they traveled to go to the Breakfast Club this weekend, Miss Thing. And again, they got to the Breakfast Club, Miss Thing, and the Breakfast Club was shut down by the U.S. Marshals, Miss Thing. And the owner got 17 citations, Miss Thing. What the fuck?
No, ma'am.
Only got 17?
Only 17!
17 is a lot.
That's
bitch.
A
well,
lot of citations.
And that's a club, right?
Yes.
Because I've never been to the Breakfast Club?
Yes, mm-hmm. The Breakfast Club. So where is the girls go to party at now in Philly?
You know, they'll find a place, bitch. They will find
they
a
need
place.
To open the Nile back. The Nile.
It wouldn't even be the same, though. I mean, some people would come because there's an old club and stuff, so they would definitely get a crowd because of where it's at, and it open right back up. But it wouldn't be the same like it was the Nile when we was there. Bitch.
Yeah, when we was going, yeah, that's true.
What was the name of the other club around the corner from the Nile?
The we used Stars.
Yeah, Stars.
Yeah, we used to perform at Stars and then come to.
No,
hey,
no, I don't think
y'all. Let's get some callers. We got some callers. Give me the first number. I'm ready.
I don't think it was the name of the. I don't think what I was talking about was Stars. I think it was like right around the corner. It was like a one level downstairs mini ball place. It was like the building behind it or something like that. But I never knew the name of it.
757-499. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness in the recap. How you doing?
Hey.
What's
going on? Go back before her crackhead, Andre.
You called that lady a crackhead. You know I love Miss Whitney. I love Whitney like I love Janet and Mariah.
I love Whitney, too, but, I mean, it is what it is, and she can call it what it is. It's cocaine. It's cocaine. Crack, whatever.
That's true, but she did say she was a cocaine. She said that, though. I give her life, but she off of it now.
She's still trying to act like she's greater than it. She's going to have to break it all the way down. She ain't really... And she tried to blame everything on Bobby, but Bobby wasn't in the room when she was smoking that shit with the Bible and the gospel.
But still, Bobby is the one that showed her the way.
child. She was smoking before she met Bobby, please.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that. I looked at that lady and she was innocent. She was innocent as a young 18-year-old. That lady was innocent. She was not doing none of that.
She was eating pussy and smoking whatever she wanted to smoke before she met
Bobby. Yeah, she was smoking weed maybe and eating pussy, but she wasn't never no cocaine. Bobby showed her the way. He looks like a deep down cocaine.
Bobby took her to rock bottom, but she was on her way. She wanted to do her thing. I mean, she came up, she had good parents and everything. She chose.
Okay, everybody in the world, if y'all agree, y'all call in and y'all say, oh, y'all agree that Bobby took her this way, or y'all agree that this bitch was doing coke before she met Bobby?
But what about
you hear what everybody got to say.
And then somebody going to put coke in front of you, and just because they slinging dick on you, you're going to just start smoking coke? No.
I'm glad you said that. Let's think about it, Susan. How many motherfucking fags in this world follow other fags because they feel that they want to be a part of something, and they just walk categories and...
Their mind is weak.
A lot of people's minds is weak when you fucking and the dick is good, bitch. She's married to this man. This is the first piece of dick she ever got in love with. She was married to him and didn't believe nothing but him. So I could agree that she felt and said, you know what, if he all right doing it, I think I'd be all right too. And became a crackhead.
As for little mama, I think that she just, I mean, it was just ultimate justification for her to get up there and embarrass herself like she did with the number one.
She looked like a fool. She looked like a real dyke up there. I was like,
Oh, you're a fucking faggot. You'll call her a dyke. She's not even worthy of a fag or dyke title. She's just trash.
She's just trash. Go off. Don't put her with us. You fucking horrible bitch. You got to change it all around. You fucking horrible bitch.
Hey.
Y'all, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, good night.
Well, Mother Breakfast, if she's out there, she's listening. I think Mother Breakfast needs to get with Kevin Bottle Honey and learn how to start voguing this thing and try to come and win one of these in that $5,000, Miss Thing. They said she got $10,000 in fines. How you doing?
No, they said the Breakfast Club ain't closed. It's only 18 and over now with ID.
Oh, that's what's up. 18 and over. Oh, but what was it? 15 and over before?
It was whatever age you wanted, bitch. Yeah. She got $10,000 in fine. She better try to come out for that $5,000, bitch.
Somebody, wait a minute before you go to the next caller. Top secret, somebody just texted in. They said Whitney Houston and Bobby met there through their coke dealers in California. So I guess that's where they met, doing their coke in Cali.
Oh, shit.
But go to the next caller.
Okay, we have another caller, 562-376. You on the air on Monday Night Madness in the recap. How you doing?
Hey, Ma.
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? First of all, I want to send out my respects to Gina, because I live for Gina. I used to come down to New York just to see her get read by Jack backstage. Mm-hmm. I love Gina to death. And second, for Andre. Andre, we're going to go see that movie together.
Oh, and my God. I forgot you're a Michael Jackson fan.
Come on, I got his tattoo.
That's what's up. You beat me to it, because there's only two tattoos I need, is my mother's and his, and then probably later my son's or whatever.
How you doing, Jennifer?
That's what's up.
Hey.
Yeah, we need to go see that together then. Yes, we definitely need to go see that together.
I am. I'm going to be out there in New York soon, or Atlanta, whichever. I didn't come to Atlanta, though.
COVID.
Yeah, why you didn't come down for Gay Pride Weekend? Why you didn't come down?
I heard that I got a little tip that the Marshals was going to be in plain clothes at the function.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of that drama going on.
Oh,
too.
I heard they were going to be at the airports for kids and all that. So, you know, I just stayed at
First
home.
Of all, I told them and I promoted it that whole weekend, and people still got locked that weekend. And we promoted the shit out of it. And I kept telling the girls, if you fly in Labor Day weekend, they look for stuff like that. Fly on cash. Do not fly on craft.
I'm thinking about just the flights. They already had pictures of people because they've been asking names. It already even got to California that they're looking for people.
Go off.
This is about to be like the biggest bust in years, especially with all faggots.
Wow. The faggots need to slow their pussy down. They need to really slow down.
Yeah.
I'm staying at home and just hanging out.
What old child?
Andre.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you about the promotion. I know. Have you ever seen Shirts and Skins for the Gay Basketball League?
Yes.
Okay. I never heard of that. I never even heard of that. What is that about?
The
logo.
I joined. They got me. They talked me into playing for the California team. We're actually going to be in Boston in October for a big tournament. And they're taking us to Germany and a lot of other places to play, but a lot of people don't know it, so they're trying to get promotion.
Okay.
So I'm going to, you know, talk a lot more about it later, but I want you guys to actually come out and support us at the, you know, how y'all go to the ball,
to
come to the game.
That's what's up. I would love
to
come to one of the gay basketball games.
This is my first gay basketball game, period. And, you know, it's, I'm able to bring, you know, gay people and not be worried about
Trady gay people. I know that's right. Trady gay basketball players.
Hold on. Do they need any tranny cheerleaders?
No, we don't need cheerleaders. We don't.
You would break the house down, Kelly. You bitch.
They already know about you, Kelly. They're expecting you to be there.
Kelly would not need a team. She'd be the only cheerleader, bitch, because she is like five bitches anyway.
We'll do a cheer,
God. Yeah, they wouldn't need nobody else in the building, bitch.
We need Kelly, Jeffrey, and then we're going to put my sister in the middle.
Oh, my God.
So she can be the Oreo.
Yeah.
She's going to be squeezed in the middle.
Like, Kobe, he's our guy.
Bitch. I would keep to see both of y'all in the middle with pom poms, bitch.
Well, you a gag? I would just pop a pom pom. Do a nasty cliche.
I do a split and everything.
Bitch.
Oh, but I'm not doing that.
Andre, did you like the performance from Janet? I'm not really a Janet Jackson fan. I'm honestly not. I really think that she's living off of his fame right now.
Yeah, I didn't like it 100%. What I did like is, I looked like. I'm really more critique with looking at everything that they've done. Like
I
looked at
when she danced with him. I teared
up. Yeah,
I
love Scream. I love that whole thing on Scream, and I love the part where she used his clothes on different dancers, and I love stuff
like
that.
I didn't like when they had the who was the white guy in the front that was dancing the whole time.
Yeah, he was just a dancer. He wasn't even nobody.
Oh, I thought they should have had another celebrity down there. Like,
yeah, I felt that she could have ate it much more than what she did.
I'm sorry. I mean, Chris Brown is going through his drama with Rihanna. That has nothing to do with us. Chris Brown fucks up Michael Jackson.
Exactly. No, and first of all, this is the man of all time. I would have used every star that made sense that was eating it, bitch.
Sure.
I want you to see the legacy that my brother have left. So I do agree with you. I think it could have been, you know, but that's the difference between faggots and with a performance and other people. See, I feel that gay people, period, their minds take it further than anybody when that's completely straight because they don't think like we do. And we'll take that shit where they'd be thinking about it for 30 more years later. Bitch.
Right. And I felt that they should have brought out some people that have not been on TV in years and had them out there.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, I do agree. It's so many people that love this man. You let them shine, too. You let, because they're not really shining. They're just bringing historical more moments to this man's life. So I don't even know why she didn't think like that.
I would have got life if she would have been in a gown and a stool with this light on her, just doing one of her slow ballads just going off.
I wanted to see her fuck it up.
Oh, they said Lorianne Gibson. Yeah, I know who Lorianne Gibson. She's a choreographer. But who the child? She ain't nobody.
Hold on, honey.
I mean, she's fat, but she still ain't nobody. I mean, no shade. Chris Brown should have been in it. Usher should have been in it. So many bitches. Pink should have been in it. All the dancers, you know, fab stars could have been in this shit. Like, really big bitches. If Diana Ross would have came out for 1 second,
did you see the guy, did you see the guy when they did the lean that messed up?
I see all of that.
Yeah.
I wanted to read him. You don't mess up.
Not on no lean, man.
Everybody messes up performance, but you don't mess up on the lean for Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. I'd have took 2 G's off her paycheck, honey.
No, I would have read him and fired him right when he got to the backstage, told him to go home.
Yeah, that was the end of it anyway. So I said,
no party, no nothing, no post party.
just get out.
I don't
want
to see you there.
For real.
Okay, you guys, it's 9:00. I'm about to go home and go to sleep. Get ready for tomorrow.
They said all the dancers were well-known choreographers. That wasn't enough for me. I'm sorry.
Were they really?
Yeah, you got to go really, and it was fucking up like that. Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Then they should have went to, you catch it, I'm going to eat it real quick. But then they should have went to British Got Talent and found some of the ones that was winning over there in them countries. Because, bitch, British Got Talent got a team.
Why are they not letting that little boy sing on
Oh, my God. Ain't he eating it?
That little boy is, I was like, what the hell?
If anybody ever got time, go to British Got Talent on YouTube. And I promise you, after you see about 8 different performances of different people, you're going to say American Got Talent don't want a day of British Got Talent. And I'm with America.
When he sung that Michael Jackson song, he fucked it up.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They said Joe Jackson is one of them. First of all, let me bring up Joe Jackson for a second. Regardless of y'all want to sit here and say Joe Jackson is living off Michael, he have the fucking right. That man birthed him. Regardless whatever y'all want to say about Joe Jackson, if it wasn't for Joe Jackson, it would not be a Janet, it would not be the Jackson 5, and it would not be Michael. And that's still, regardless of what anybody say, that's his father. So his father have feelings regardless. That's still his biological son. And if my son was become a millionaire today, I'm going to live off of it too. What the fuck? How you doing? Don't get me wrong.
This one gives him the what he's called, his respect. He made Michael.
Exactly.
I beat him, but my mama beat me when I was growing up.
How you doing? If you've been
growing up.
That's right. If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have never been a Michael to the day of Michael like that. It wouldn't have. He made Michael to who Michael were. He did. They might not want to give him that credit, but he has. And it's over that, okay, Michael is gone now, but it's over that at least the man that made him is still living and can watch him see what his family is doing.
Right, but he did do some things that he shouldn't have done. Like the
And I agree, with you, but everybody's human. Everybody is definitely human. We all make mistakes. Let it go.
But he is cold-hearted. You know it.
He fears, and LaToya fears, too.
Oh, she's
that
really
bitch,
living off his family.
All right, thank you. You took it out my mouth before anybody. He really.
Put out 20 years ago.
That bitch can't. She can't make 5 cents, so she's definitely living off of him, honey.
Okay, and Andre.
Hmm.
I need you to go and help the. What's his name with the Beijing?
Which one?
A lot
of bitches with Beijing.
The brother with the Beijing that got.
Jermaine. Jermaine?
Oh, my God. Someone needs to help him.
He look really... But he always looked fierce. After...
No, but his hair alone.
But you know what it is? I don't even think that's Beijing. Let me tell you what I think that is. His hair... I think he got a perm. But you know, when you get a certain age, your hair actually turns dark gray and black together because it blends in.
Yeah.
So when it turning gray and black, he greases it down and waves it like it is. So that's what it looks like, is a silverish, blackish Beijing, but I think that's just his gray hair, really.
Okay.
But he still do look fierce, though.
And did you know that some of the brothers used to be gardeners? I'm talking about, like, days before this funeral, like, they were gardeners and stuff like that. They were doing regular little jobs.
Oh, no, I never knew that. Uh-uh.
Could you imagine being a Jackson 5 and now you're doing someone's lawn?
First of all, that you know what, I guess that some people just don't want, because it ain't no way in 100 million years, bitch, if I had the name of Jackson and I was one of the originals, I would have been up there with Janet too, bitch. I would have made sure. There's no way that none of them couldn't have been stars.
Hello.
Y'all already made it as a group, bitch.
Hello. 2300. Thank you, Kobe. I'll speak to you later.
Goodbye.
Next caller, please. Ugh.
They said Lorian Gibson was in the performance with Janet, and she is the one that teaches the group and making the band. Oh, yeah, I remember that bitch and making the band. Because he fired that hoe, and then she came back later and all that. Yeah, I remember her.
We have another caller, 646-316. You're on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Jen. How you doing?
Hey, doing?
How you doing? Hey.
Well, I got comments for I got two separate comments, right?
Okay.
My first comment is for Dance Evolution, right? It's no shade. Like, I live for the dick. I live. Don't get it twisted. I fucking live. But I feel like they should have got rid of Malachi, because, I mean, like, throughout the whole entire thing, I didn't really think that Malachi was eating it as well as the rest of the girls I was eating. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just my opinion. I mean, like, I think they got rid of them because of the fact that, I mean, I'm not saying it like that, but I mean, I just think that Malachi wasn't really cut for that kind of competition. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that they could have got further if they would have allowed someone else to be in that, you know what I'm saying, for the group to represent the whole Vogue Evolution thing. You know what I'm saying? And as of the Whitney Houston and Bobby thing,
yeah,
it's no shade. I mean, like, I don't know what Whitney was thinking when she even decided to fuck with Bobby on that note in the first place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because she was, like, so everything before she decided to even, like, deal with...
Okay, but I got a question since you said that. Have you ever seen yourself liking someone and you know they're not right for you, but you really like them that much where you'd be like, well, child, I don't know, I can't let this go because I really like this person?
Yeah, but I don't let people influence me to do things that I don't want to do.
That I agree with you, because I don't either. But if I like somebody, I am going to go for who I like. But
you know,
I wouldn't let them influence me. You're right about that.
Let someone influence you to do, like, these drugs and ruin your life is, like, something that is, like, beyond. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean,
I do agree.
And I just want to congratulate y'all, because I see our show, like, every single Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I live, I get my life, and, you know, I hope y'all have many, many, many more years of this radio station. And,
you know,
I just live, I live for y'all. Like, it's no shade, I live. Like, Shay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Somebody else just sent me something. It says, how dare LaToya Jackson get on 2020 and praise Mike after he have died when she was one of the first ones that accused him, too, with the child abuse. You're right. I do agree with that. First of all, you are my sister or brother. Regardless if I felt that you are this type of person, I would never be the one for a dollar. But then, listen to this, too, though. You know, I try to go in both eyes of seeing something. Say, Jenny, you was one that was with the Jackson 5, but you wasn't, you know, you're LaToya, okay? But the Jackson 5 just paid you dust and never gave you nothing, never let you try to feed off them to make your own fame or whatever. Then you are going to be bitter self-consciously. I'm the type, if I'm bitter, I'm going to make you know it. I'm not going to, you know, try to get what you have. I'm just going to, my name alone should give me enough to get what I need. But some other bitches will be like, oh, bitch, you don't want to help me get nothing? I'll serve you in some kind of way. And I think that's probably why she was like that, bitter.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Carla, you're on the air on Monday Night Madison, the recap. Bobby Carla? Okay, I guess not Bobby Carla. Next caller, please.
How you doing?
347-283. You on the air on the recap show on Monday Night Madness. Question or comment?
Hey, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Andre? What's up, Jennifer?
Hey, Blackie. We here, Blackie, in a minute.
Kelly, y'all must have just left because Gina's thing because I was outside, but they said y'all jumped in a big ass truck and hit it.
Yes, it was in our SUV up out of there.
Yeah, I heard. First of all, for the person that just called about Vogue Evolution, about Malachi is a dear close friend of mine. First of all, if you really want to get technical, out of that group, Pony, Deshaun, and Malachi are the only three that are real dancers, if you really get technical, in the form of hip-hop, because they all come from All Stars and all that other shit. Don't get me wrong, Prince and Laomi dancers, they are performers. But for them to say Malachi held the group back, that's false, because when you look at all these productions and everything else from other people, Malachi helped put a lot of that shit together that people don't know about. For that person to sit there and say anything about Malachi, they need to know the history about Malachi before they say anything about Malachi, because they don't know what Malachi do behind the scenes or in front of the scenes. Malachi helped a lot of people with their productions and a lot of shit. Omari and them can attest to that, because he's helped a lot of them. So for that person to say Malachi held them back, they don't know what Malachi did in practice with the rest of them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is true. But when you come, you already know, when it comes down to a team, regardless if it would have been what everybody they wanted to see, everybody they didn't want to see, you're always going to hear negativity and you're going to hear positive.
And I think
you're gonna
they
hear
did
all
very
that.
Well.
Yeah.
I think they did very well. I think they were shaded on a lot of things. I think they did real well. But for that person to call it with that stupidness, that's just dumb.
Tyree.
But other than that, how are you guys?
We are here. You kind of about the situation, like what?
What's up, Jennifer?
Is TJ Tag about you?
Ooh.
Jennifer,
ooh.
You know my whole government, so you know
let me go to
Jennifer.
TJ.
You know my whole first, middle, and last name. So Jennifer, you know it's about me.
Ooh.
No,
Jennifer,
I'm gonna
put you in your hand when I say, "Oh, I'm Jennifer." You, Jennifer, I can't believe you just did that.
Ooh.
No, I was talking to, no, not you.
Yeah, whatever. No, you wasn't. No, you was not.
Mr.
And Andre, if you speak to Tracy, before I do, because you know she's never available. Tell her I say happy birthday.
Trey's
even though
listening.
I know it's on the
15th. Say happy birthday to Trey.
Happy,
happy
birthday,
Trey. Mizrahi.
If I don't speak to you on the 15th, happy birthday.
It is
happy birthday. It's the 15th. Well, I gotta call that little dyke and tell her happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Trey.
It just sent me a picture of Jermaine, and he do got a little on the edges. His edges are so defined; they got to be a Beijing.
No, his face looks like he got cratered.
I mean, he just old. He got to be about. Ain't he older than Michael?
Wait, Kelly and Jennifer.
Huh?
Did y'all see Jermaine Mizrahi?
Hold on, Tariq. Because somebody in the chat room just sent a message, and they gave the very Malachi looks like she was out of breath. And she was missing steps, no shade. What is your comment on that?
Missing her comment on that is she was on TV, they wasn't.
And they wasn't. Basic, thank you, Jennifer. She was there and they was not. That's what it boils down to. Jealousy is a bitch. It is so ugly and they need to get rid of it.
I know that's right.
But wait, Kelly and Jennifer, did y'all see Jermaine Mizrahi mother hat? Was that hat
on
or not?
Hold on.
He do that play.
Hold on, Andre. Hold on, Andre. When I tell you, Andre, it's no motherfucking shade, bitch.
What?
I'm into, you know, the big hats and things and coming with the clutches and things for the funeral. Miss Jermaine, legendary Jermaine Mizrahi.
Yes, she was born.
In that motherfucking church, Miss Day. Mind you, Jermaine's sitting behind me. She's sitting in the aisle because it's so packed. So I say, Jermaine, bitch. I said, Jermaine, that cunt over there, that hat and that outfit, Miss Day, and she is last. She is sitting, bitch.
And she be last.
Catch, he said, that's my mother.
Andre, Jermaine's mother was on.
Bitch, when I tell you, Andre, his mother could have came out and walked best dressed, bitch. She was motherfucking
Andre,
on, bitch.
And
Andre,
she is not lying.
On, Andre, that motherfucking
she is not
lady,
lying.
Bitch, that lady was motherfucking done from head to toe.
I know that's right, Miss First Corinthians mother, bitch.
Andre.
She was so on, bitch. She had this hat. And it looked like it was a big ass web coming down the side of her face. She
with this red flower
like
in it, Andre.
She looked like she had on three pair lashes. Mistake. She was beat. Mistake.
She was eating it in the name of best dress for $5,000.
I said to Jermaine, I said, I gotta come to her church one Sunday because I know it's a fashion show at her church. I'm coming for those old cunts. I'm coming.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I just missed her. What's up, Jenny?
You better call your husband before he gets you this.
That's
weekend.
Not my husband. Let's clear that up.
It's not.
My birthday is Wednesday. He's coming after my birthday, so here's what it is.
Oh, how old you'll be on that birthday, honey?
I'll be 21, Andre. Mind your business.
If you'll be 21, I must gonna be
I'll
25.
Be 21, mind your business, Andre.
Okay.
Mind your business. You gotta be like, you know me since I was 21.
Mm-hmm. If anybody don't know, I knew Tariq when Tariq was probably 14.
Yeah, I was like 14 when I first met Andre.
Yeah, he's like 14 years old.
Tariq.
What up, Kelly?
One schoolboy said he's going to be 37. I'm not going to spill the name.
Tell that schoolboy I said, suck dick and die, because I'm nowhere near 37.
Yeah, he's not 30. I already know that myself. He's nowhere near 37.
He'll be 27. Okay.
Jennifer, you gonna learn to mind your business.
I remember your age. I know.
I know you know my age, Jennifer. You must shut up.
That's it.
That's
no,
it.
I'm,
yes.
I'm gonna be older than that. I'm not
gonna
lie. I'm older than that. Kelly, don't go there, cause Kelly, you've known me since a while. So let's not start.
I'm about to say 27. Well, baby, that means I'm only gonna be 27.
I mean, yeah. Kelly, you gonna be 25, right?
Yeah.
On my face.
Baby, don't worry about what I am about to say.
Where the fuck is Kobe? I heard Kobe on here.
Kobe's gone.
Oh, y'all got rid of Kobe. All right, y'all, I was just calling in to say what's up.
Yes, what's up?
Later, Andre. Okay. Later, Kelly.
Later, Blackie, with your butt on your back, honey.
Okay. But what we switchboard? Can I please have the next caller? What we not going to do in the chat room, honey, is talk about only my daughter. Only thing my daughter did was motherfucking dip. That's what we not going to do because then y'all gonna make me read. So please keep it cute. Private caller, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness. Question or comment?
Hey, Kelby, Andre, and Jennifer, how you doing?
Hi, who is?
This is Kai.
Hi,
what
Kai.
What up, Kai? How are you?
Chilling. I wanted to make a comment on my girl. I'm her number one fan, Whitney Houston. First of all, to the person, I don't know if they were in the chat room or whatever, but they said that Whitney and Bobby met at some crack house. See, I hate people that talk stuff that they don't know nothing about. And they obviously didn't see the interview because Whitney said that they met at the Soul Train Music Awards. Everybody knows that. But people, when they talk about celebrities, they act like they're so perfect. Whitney, yeah, you know, you shouldn't allow a person to make you do drugs or whatever. But the thing of it is, Whitney was, the caliber of her stardom was so incredibly phenomenal that the stress alone would probably make her do anything. There's people have that killed themselves who went through less stress than she has. This lady was from Newark, New Jersey, a church girl, just thrown into stardom at a young age and just, like, shot up to the top. You got demands upon demands on you. You know, you got deadlines. You got people, you know, spending so many millions on you. That's stress. That's enough to make anybody want to do coke or whatever. I wish she wouldn't have done it, and, you know, she should have been stronger, but it happens. And people always look at people's mistakes like they don't have any mistakes of their own. And they, at the same token, they don't look at the circumstances behind it. Yeah, you could say what you may not do, but what are you going through? Your stress level is much lower than hers was. And I'm just so happy that she came out of it. Her album is number one in the country, is number one in three other countries, and she's doing the thing. So people should just try to embrace her, and instead of just always putting her down. I looked on these blogs and all these negative comments about her. The girl, I mean, let the girl be. She looks beautiful. You know, she's doing it.
She has the best teeth ever.
But that's what I love about life anyway. Once you're a major star, regardless if it's negative or positive, you're going to have both, period. And the cunt that did say that, she hit me back up. She said, yeah, the dealer is in California. His name is Gooch. And, yeah, they met at the Soul Train Awards, which is in California. So this is a lady that actually lives down there, and she's actually in the industry too that I'm talking to, but I don't really know the facts but I'm just saying.
Well, I don't believe you.
Okay.
The bottom line is they met at Soul Train Music Awards, and there was no dealings or anything like that, and they dated for 3 years before they, you know, got married. So the bottom line, it doesn't matter what she did in the past. What matters is the present. She's doing her thing.
And she's sitting.
Lovely. Exactly. She's over, and that's the bottom line. I love you, Whitney, and I love Michael Jackson. To talk a little bit about that, I think that I wish Janet would have done a little more as well. I think that she seemed like she was a little stiff. Like, even she even missed the move when she dropped down and she came back up. She supposed to do that spin. Michael did it, but she didn't do it. She kind of like almost fell. She pushed herself back up. I wish she would have did more.
But you know what it could be from too. See, a lot of people fail to realize when you don't dance as much, and you had an age where. Well, she's what now? She's like 45
or something?
She's like
almost 50, yeah.
Yeah, she's almost 50. So if you don't groove like every day on an everyday basis, you lose a lot of that energy and you might can't do the things that you used to do. The last time she really performed like that was how many years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So you got to take that into heave too, because I'm a dancer and I see this, and I even see the things that if I don't keep up on, I ain't going to be able to do no more. So, yeah, that comes with it. That definitely comes with it.
But she was sitting though. That mug.
She's always eating it. Then this is one of them, you know, she always goes up and down. This is one of the moments where she gained a little weight, but she's still sitting. Janet is always sitting to me.
Well, I just wanted to call and say that, and Andre, I did do what you told me to do, the sit-ups that you told me to do. It was still hard.
For real?
Yeah,
Maybe it ain't just hard for me because I'm used to dancing, and that's a part of my I always use or something, so maybe it ain't. But is it harder than the ones you used to do, or what?
No. That's why I'm going to keep doing it, because they're easier than the ones that I used to do, but
yeah.
It still wasn't that hard.
You still can feel
it,
though. You can feel it, though, right?
Yeah, I can feel. I don't feel it in my back like I used to with the other one, so that's why I'm going to keep doing it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do it before I go to bed tonight.
I know.
So, yeah. All right, so you guys, I'm about to take it down.
All right, thanks for
everybody.
Calling in.
All right, see you later.
All right,
cool.
Next caller, please.
And I definitely agree. She's definitely, Whitney Houston is definitely a fab girl. No lies. And she definitely was a crack addict that bounced back. And she is sitting. And I love
I mean, Natalie
Cole bounced
back.
I love Whitney.
You can't fool these women. Things happen. Go ahead, Kelly.
That's right.
Natalie Cole, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness in the recap. Question or comment?
It's cooking.
What?
Caller, please. Maybe.
What is that?
215.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go to that call before I get to this, what they just sent me, but go ahead.
215-954. You on the air on Monday Night Madness? Question or comment? 215-954. You on the air? Okay, go ahead, Andre.
Okay, now, first, okay, somebody just said, what the fuck? How can you tell the girls not to judge Whitney's drug usage before of stress and you read Janet for her performance and she had a high stress on her? Okay, no one never read Janet. We just said she should have did I love Janet. Janet is the number second person in my life forever to be an icon that I love. So no one never read Janet. I love Janet. But what I do feel... is I feel that she could have did a little more because that's her brother. That's just my opinion. And I love her, period. But nobody read Janet. I can't read Janet because I love her. She's one of them. I will buy a CD, and I don't buy people's CDs.
Jennifer, the girls are hitting me up saying, what the fuck is going on with your daughter? She not working, you not answering your yahoo.
My daughter?
Yes.
Oh,
they said you not answering your yahoo.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Because somebody... I'm sorry, y'all. So, because somebody hit me up about Serena Williams. What was she arguing or something? What was going on with Serena Williams?
Oh, she was arguing at a tennis game she played yesterday.
No, but I seen her on the news, and she was looking like she was ready to thump. Like, you had to see her, like, she was coming forward, like, bitch, I'll fuck you up.
Which, Callie, what do you mean on my Yahoo? Nobody's hitting me up on Yahoo.
I'm just saying what the girl said. 313-743. You on the air on the recap show at Monday Night Madness. Question or comment?
Hi, this is Whitney.
Whitney who?
Whitney Houston.
No, this is Gay Tay, and if you keep it cute, Gay Tay, mind you, Gay Tay is at my house in the room. If she keep it, she don't fuck with Whitney, bitch. You already know what you did when I was watching TV earlier.
Hi, Andre. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Jennifer. Whitney just called me and told me she's just really over it. Like, Oprah was just asking all those questions.
Oprah was eating it, and Whitney was eating it. I loved how Whitney would breathe first, bitch, before she would sit there and go,
but Miss Whitney did look sick then on the air. But let's talk about last week's episode about Gays Going Wild with NBA, you know.
I'm going to fuck Gay Tay up. If anybody don't know who Gay Tay is, he's Gay Tay of Illinois. He got his name. You don't even have to say Gay Tay Rodeo. That's all you have to do is say Gay Tay. She's like iconic over there in the what is that? The West Coast? What is that? I mean, what you call that area? Detroit.
Midwest.
The Midwest. Yes.
I'm from Seven Mile, Better Mile.
I'ma fuck you up, Mother Gay Tay. Yeah, that's what they call her, Mother Gay Tay.
I'm in the Gay Tay. I'm from 7 Mile, Better Mile. You wouldn't know it. Good night.
The 7 Mile, Better Mile is over there where Shady Slim Shady is from and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they
flashed. Next caller, please.
They flashed Gay Tay. They got
Robert rid of her. Caller, you're on there on the recap show at Monday Night Madness. Question or comment?
Just cooking.
Just cooking?
Yeah.
What you cooking?
I'm cooking spaghetti and meatballs.
Hello.
You like balls in your mouth?
Who?
You like
Ooh.
Balls in your mouth, Private Caller? Next caller, please.
Oh, you talking to...
She said she was cooking spaghetti and meatballs, bitch. I asked her if she like balls in her mouth. Oh, my God. Ben is a kiki, honey. It's a kiki, though. It's okay. Baby. Well. Baby. What's the tea? So all my girls in the place.
Well, one of my kids is trying to send me some tea about some schoolgirls, so I'm trying to get this picture because they said this picture's eating it, so I'm trying to get it.
Oh, baby, I got the
picture. I don't know where you sent it.
They sent out pictures. They sent a Tap Milan pictures around, mistake to the girls, of him naked in the shower. Him naked.
I already had that like 2 months ago, but yeah, the picture is cute, Deb. But yeah, Tap Milan, they are sending your naked pictures around.
Yeah, they
showing you. So I don't know who was the first one, because let's break it down. Tap, whoever you was in the house with, and they got them pictures, I guess they got it from that phone or whatever, and it's a pity, but it ain't nothing that you should be ashamed about, Tap, because it ain't doing nothing but showing you naked a little bit, and I think one of them show your cock or something like that, but that's about all, and that you're human, you're a straight man, I'm not a straight man, you're a man, so it ain't nothing to worry about. Everybody see dicks every day. How you doing? And somebody said he got a cute dick, mind you. How you doing?
Oh, shit. The girl said, what the fuck is up with Marco Herrera telling the girls that Rags the Riches ain't her ball?
Somebody said, but the dick curves. Wait, y'all. Somebody said, but the dick curves. Somebody said the dick's curved too much, so he can't use it. They said, Tap dick curves, bitch. I'm a fuck up.
Miss Dang, how do you, I need to find out how do you get a link for something, honey. Because I need to get
Why are you finding that out? I want to give a shout out to, Tanae and all the girls in Atlantic City who's always listening in. Shout out to Tanae and the girls. They listen
every
night.
Shout out to
night.
Tanae and the cunt.
And Sugar Pie and Vaughn who listen from Bermuda. My Bermuda
that's
crew
up,
is listening.
Up,
shout
that's
out.
Up, that's what up. Shout out. But I was gagging that they put the flyer on BGC for the ball, and everybody is calling me because my number is flat big on BGC.
Wait, hold on, because I just got some tea, honey. Tanae, you out there listening, honey. I know you out there, you partying with Terry. Honey, she's a con. You out there partying with Terry, Tanae. You know Mother Kelly gets the tea. Tell Terry I said hi, Tanae. What's going on?
Terry or Tony?
Terry, honey.
Oh.
Terry, you know. Terry's
I think
out
one
there with
name is Terry, one is Tony, and the other one is I forgot all three of them. But
just yeah, they out there partying. They out there partying with Tanae, honey.
They have tens and twos.
Oh, that was excuse me, that was last weekend. They was out there partying while you know after they got their heads done by my cunt girlfriend Miss Roxanne, honey. Yeah,
ah.
How you doing? You know I get sent tea.
How you doing?
How you doing? Hello. Really? What the fuck? It's hot as fuck in this room right now, honey.
I know that's right.
What?
Oh, I see my flyers upgraded for the $10,000 Vogue. It's on Walk For Me Wednesday. You could just shine on it. I know that's right.
It's up.
It's up.
The color red is taken and the color blue is taken. For girls though to take those colors. Me and my sister, the color red, blue, and white is already taken.
Yes.
Me and my sister Jennifer and me and my sister Jasmine is coming out and we're walking for that $10,000. So bitches get ready to battle because I'm dipping on bitches' legs mistake to take them out of these bitches immediately. Bitch.
And I'm doing split spins and dips.
Bitch. So y'all bitches gotta be ready, honey, because we dipping on bitches' legs, bitch. We gotta get you out the equation, bitch. So whenever y'all get ready to battle with us, bitch, y'all better stay far away, bitch, because I'm dipping on your motherfucking leg, bitch. I'm taking you out of commission. That's one bitch down that's closer to the 10,000.
I'm Ginny. Somebody just called my phone, and I said I'll call them back in 15 minutes. Did you hear that name, Ginger? I mean, I said Ginger.
What was the name?
Jennifer? It was Spider.
Ew, go off, Spidey. Before you get on the bus.
It was on the bus. 15 minutes before the bus took off. You know, girl, I got to call you about something, too, after that.
Okay, well.
I don't want to say it on the radio. But, yeah, definitely, I already got, like, 15 calls where people are talking about voguing. The fly is up on Walk For Me. And the girls are calling. You have to read the directions and call me ASAP because if you don't get a spot, I'm not making no more spot than what the spots is for. I don't care who's first, who's second, who's third, who's fourth. They said, tell Jen I said hi. That was Spider. I said, tell Jen
hey,
I said hi.
Hey, Spider.
He texted me and said that. So definitely, girls, it's on. So definitely.
Hold on, we have another caller. 215-238. You on the air on the recap show. Question or comment?
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing, just sitting here chilling.
Who this?
Who this?
BNG Kane.
That's a way of saying he won't say his name. Hi, Benji Khan. What is going on?
And I've been chilling.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
We can't hear you, baby.
So what do you think about Whitney? What do you think about Michael? What do you think about Janet? What do you think about you know, something?
Whitney's everything.
How you doing?
How you doing?
And what about Janet? What you feel about Janet's performance?
It was all right.
Okay. What'd you think about Whitney?
Everything.
How you doing?
How you doing?
You gotta go, you're my Benji Gun sister. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey,
And I see you love Wendy. I love Wendy too. Let's talk about Wendy. I think her show is going to be, first of all, when you talk about Wendy,
she's gonna be around for a long time.
Yes, why I think she's gonna be around for a long time is because she's real. She's one of the more realest people right now on these TV shows. It's everything to me. I really love Wendy. I think she definitely deserves everything she's getting right now, finally.
She did this nasty photo shoot. They dressed up like Jessica Rabbit. She's sitting in her photos.
I know that's right. Who you do?
Sure.
And I got to give a shout-out to Fred Chanel, and his ball is definitely on walk for me. And then that whole weekend, that's my birthday weekend. You know, I don't really know what I'm doing that weekend yet, but
no
definitely... Ball. Father Chanel is having the Black Card Ball Part 2, and that's actually Halloween weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, and that should be really tasty. And then after that, that Sunday, him and Jack is doing the Battle Ball down there in Georgia, too. So that weekend is really, really, really going to be Tangy Slush in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know if I'm going to be here yet. I got to figure out what I'm doing because I actually have a birthday that weekend, which I will have a birthday ball that Wednesday, but I'm not sure if I'm going to hit it because I was thinking about going to Hawaii or something this year. I don't know what I'm doing for my birthday this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. Question or comment? Private caller.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
What's up?
My dick is such a...
Listen, she has a husband.
Wait, hold on. What you said?
My dick if you touch it.
He said, my dick if you touch it.
Mine's if you touch it, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next caller.
Wait, Kelly, bitch. Did you say mine too?
Yes, I said mine too.
I'm going to fuck her up, mister.
Hold on. Well, while we wait,
thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
For all you girls out there, honey, you know, I ran off the mini grants to you, and if you haven't seen a flyer or you haven't been to Walk For Me Wednesday yet, the regular category to my sister Jasmine Couture Ball is she has Best Dressed Spectator, she has Open to All Foot and Eyewear, she has Streetwear, she has Big Girls Best Dress, she has Butch Queen Sex Siren, Film Queen's Perfect Tens, Butch Queen Body, Butch Queen All-American Runway, Butch Queen Up in Pumps, Team Performance, Drags versus Femme Queen Realness, Big Girls Realness, Butch Realness, Thugs versus Trans Man Realness, Pretty Boy Realness, Butch Queen and Drags Face, Woman's Face. She has Virgin Wars, that's for the runway, the performance, the face, and the sex siren. She has Fag Out, and she also has Hair Affair. And all those categories are cash. The doors open up at 4 o'clock. The ball starts properly at 6 o'clock. Whether there's a commentator in the building or not, the ball will be starting at 6 o'clock. I will be there at 4 o'clock, and the Legend, Stamens, and Stars will start properly at 6 o'clock. So, girls, please don't gag.
How you do?
Thank you. Yes, how you doing? Yes, I can't wait. Oh, we have another caller. Private caller, you on the air on Monday Night Madness in the recap. Question or comment?
No, I don't have a question. I just wanted to say hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine, but I just just didn't understand why Little Papa jumped on the stage.
Oh, I don't know why Little Papa jumped on the stage.
Oh,
goodness. Well, that big Little Papa.
I think he was out of his mind. I think he had too much. I think he put too much of that shit in his nose. You see how big it is.
Well, you got a point, baby. But y'all be nice and y'all love each other.
Okay.
All right, baby. Put me on hold. Don't you hang up on me. Just put me on hold. Because when you hang up, it means my arthritis is messing with me. And I got to call back in. So just put me on hold so I can listen. I just want to listen. That Andre makes me
cry.
And Jennifer just moves me.
Oh,
what?
You move me, baby. You move me.
Oh.
You make my girdle shake.
And what I do to you? And what wait? And what did I do to you?
You make me laugh. That's what you did.
Oh my God! So I don't do nothing for you?
I told you, Lil Kelly, that you make me cry when you light these kids up.
Oh, okay.
That's what we need. Shit.
And what do Switchboard? What do Switchboard do for you?
Switchboard gives me what the fuck I want. Shit. Fuck all the dumb shit. You gotta call a spade a spade. I like I ain't hang up on people. But don't hang up on me, Switchboard. Put me on hold.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. I'll be calling in from now. Good night.
Good night.
You know what that sounds like?
Come in. Okay, somebody said the balls in Richmond never finish. I never gave a ball in Richmond, and I will finish my ball. How you doing? Okay, go ahead.
How you doing? Hold on. 646-750. You on the air on Monday Night Madness in the recap show. Question or comment?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's Andre.
Oh, that was, oh, that. No, I didn't.
That was
that was my Benji Kong girlfriend, honey. She just listening to the show. Honey. Yes. Next caller, please.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Hey, honey. What? Mm-mm. Oh, chill. Whatever.
What is going on?
It's hot, bitch. That's what's going on, honey. It's hot, bitch. I need to go get me another motherfucker plate of oxtails and potato salad. Like
don't try it because
you gotta go, you
no
fat
more.
Fuck.
What?
This is one of the days, at least today, I don't know about tomorrow and Wednesday when we're on, but today is one of the days I did not eat for the whole 2 hours I was actually on the radio.
Miss Tang, I didn't eat either, Miss Tang. I just had a cup of soda. Bitch, I'm ready for my next plate of oxtails, honey.
I know that's right.
I'm coming back over there.
Ever so
well,
good. I can't.
Over here for what?
You'll see.
Miss
she coming over there. You know she's a fat girl. She loves to eat. So she's coming over there for some munchies.
No, she had a nice plate.
She just gave me a plate. She gave me a little Tupperware bowl, Andre, and stuffed two fucking pieces of oxtail in my thing with some.
And you already know she need like five
and
pieces
she
of oxtail.
Knew I needed.
Right, Andre, this is. Let me tell you what happened, Andre. This is what happened. Let me tell y'all the real tea. This is what happened, right?
Ooh.
I had a taste for oxtails, right?
But her plate
so
was
I
lovely.
I went food shopping the other day, right? I spent $500 in the grocery store because getting food. I bought four big bags of oxtails because I had put it on my tag. And, you know, when I cook on Sunday, I like to invite some of the house kids over and some of my grandkids over when I cook. But I realized that after I came back from food shopping that I couldn't cook all that food because I had no place to put it afterwards in my refrigerator. Because you know how my refrigerator is when I go shopping, Andre. I had no place to put the big pot of oxtails and then the large pan of macaroni and cheese and the bowl for the potato salad and the pot for the rice. So I only made a small thing, honey. And so, you know, I had to budget her meal, Miss Thing. You know, I usually make her big, hefty, big girl plate, Miss Thing. I had to budget her meal today, Miss Thing. So, you know, she got four oxtails, Miss Thing, and a thing of macaroni and cheese. And a thing of potato salad.
I had to ask her for another spoon of mac and cheese. I was like, girl.
Miss Thing, I had the budget at Miss Thing. Those oxtails are tasty, Miss Thing. They're finger-licking good. How you doing?
Finger-licking.
Yeah. Tariq Icon, birthday party, 9-18-08. You mean 09?
09.
Hit TJ Mizza or Weezy Icon for details.
Just where's the party going to be?
What? Tariq is having a party? I'm in the building.
9-18-09.
Yeah.
What if that was, Andre? I think that was supposed to be a surprise. You wasn't supposed to put that out on the radio, so thanks.
Oh, but they didn't tell me not to. And they hit him up for details. No, it can't be if it's a hit up for details, so it can't be.
Hit up TJ or Weezy, not Tariq.
But then they were supposed to, well, then if it was, that's not my fault, that's their fault. They sent it to me just like this without hesitation. Tariq Icon birthday ball.
I
birthday
did go
party.
Again, so making sure he heard it.
Yeah, so yeah. Tariq Icon birthday party, 9-18-09. Hit TJ Mizza or Weezy Icon for details. How you doing?
Oh, word. That a horny, horny. Well, I'm throwing a birthday bash in 2 weeks for Switchboard.
I know that's right.
Because I love
Switchboard's
Switchboard.
Birthday.
I don't know when Switchboard's birthday is, but we're going to throw Switchboard a birthday bash. Because I love Switchboard for being a hell of a off. So we're going to have a little special party for Switchboard.
One day we're going to bring Switchboard on, and then we're going to let everybody hear Switchboard, her voice, all for the 2 whole hours. Oh, here goes Switchboard. She's taking off.
We gotta have a birthday bash. We're gonna have a birthday bash for Switchboard, honey. We all gonna have cupcakes, and we gotta blow our cupcakes out, and we gotta say happy birthday to Switchboard, honey. Because without Switchboard being here, bitch, there would not be no show, bitch. So y'all bitches, when y'all come in that chat room Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, before y'all speak to y'all girlfriend, y'all need to address Switchboard, because if Switchboard does not log on, there will be no Andre, Kelly, and Jennifer here. So y'all need to address Switchboard as soon as y'all get in the chat room. And when the show is over, y'all need to say goodnight to Switchboard, because if Switchboard decides that she's not going to come on, baby, I guess there won't be no show. Yes, but I definitely do love definitely chiming in with us, honey.
Kelly, the girls said they're going to hit you up this week and they want you to cook for the party.
Cook for what party?
Tariq.
Oof, that's a lot of cooking, honey. But Jennifer, it's definitely that time where we definitely got to,
we got to sign off.
Jennifer, it's definitely that time where we definitely got to do sign off, honey. So say goodnight to the girls, Jenny.
Farewell. Oh, my, yeah, TCYL. I was going to sing the sing song, but I couldn't get it together. Paparazzi.
Oh, Miss Thing. Yes, Lady Gaga, honey. Good night, night, Jen.
Good night.
I'll be calling you soon, honey.
I'm coming back over to you, girl.
I'm just letting you come back. I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, all the way from New York City. I love you all for tuning in with us, honey. I thank Andre. I thank Jennifer for being a part of the show with myself, honey. Thanks, Switchboard, for being here. And whatever you do, whatever state you in or whatever party you go to tonight, if you take somebody home from the club or if you take somebody home from the park, make sure you practice safe sex and you do wrap it up. I love you all, and I'll see you back here tomorrow night for What the Fuck Tuesday. Andre, take it away.
I'm the icon, Andre Mizrahi, and the host of this lovely, lovely show. And we thank all the listeners from all around the world that's on the internet, that's on everything, listening from the phone calls, and even on that, what you call that little switchboard thing or whatever they have over there. Yeah, the chat room, that. Yeah, we love all of y'all, and we without y'all, we have no radio, so thank y'all for always calling in. And we'll definitely see y'all tomorrow. Take care, love everyone, and use a fucking condom. People are dying every day. Thank you, love you, bye-bye, tomorrow.
You say you wanna walk away. You ain't got nothing to say. Appaloochas, yeah. Go on out the door now, you take care. No more tears to shed. What you expecting me to beg? Well, I'm not, I'm done. So when you leave, you close the door behind you.
Cause I'm feeling kinda taller than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda
salute. You think you know everything, and you think that your shit don't stink. What it do, hey? And when it comes to me, you don't have a clue. Took me all these years to realize that you don't belong here. I can do better. You say I'll never do better. Yeah, right, whatever. Thank you.